It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, NPR's Stephen Thompson shares the songs that helped show him the futility of being a music snob.
But first, a plant that can cause blisters, scars, and even permanent blindness sounds like something straight out of a scary science fiction story. But it turns out that giant hogweed, wild parsnip, and other non-native toxic plants are here in Wisconsin.
Our next guest is on the front line in the effort to control and eradicate some of these invaders. Tom Ward is the Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator for the Manitowoc County Lakes Association. He's been working for years to control a population of giant hogweed in that part of the state. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on the line today.
Well, Tom, I've seen headlines about this giant hogweed lately. I didn't realize we had it here in Wisconsin. You know firsthand we do. Talk about how nasty this stuff is if we come in contact with it.
Well, it's a real high-risk plant. It produces a sap that, if your skin is sweaty or perspired, makes contact with your bare skin and then is exposed to sunlight, will cause severe blistering and rash. Unlike, I think, the parsnip, the blistering can cause skin damage for up to 7 years and kind of cause skin sensitivity for that period of time. So it's a real dangerous substance, but it also can get in your eyes, and there's a risk of blindness.
Blindness from a plant.
Yeah, right.
So how prevalent is this here in Wisconsin?
Well, the first site started in Iron County, and they think it migrated across the border out of the UP in Michigan. And generally, they were brought in as ornamental plants just because they're so huge and large and, I suppose, a show plant to talk about because they're, I call them Frankenstein plants. And then the property here that showed up in Manitowoc County, apparently 15 or 10 years earlier, they were up running with ATVs up in the area that had plants. So either the seeds got onto the equipment or maybe their pickup truck. And then the property that the landowner owned in our county was an abandoned farm field, and it was just an opportunity for those seeds to drop off that vehicle and make soil contact and take off as a new infestation.
And what does this look like? Can you describe it for us?
Well, it's a plant that it can grow up to 20 feet tall, but if there's any grass competition, it'll still be 8 to 10 feet tall. It has a head, a flower head, that is white, and it's about as big around as a bushel basket. So it's pretty hard not to see it and wonder what it is. Now, this landowner saw it and didn't report it for 4 or 5 years, just not knowing what it was. But the leaves are extremely large. They can be up to 5 feet long. There's a native called cow parsnip that's a miniature version of it, but on the giant hogweed, many times the stalks are as large as your wrist or your arm.
Talking to Tom Ward, he's in Manitowoc County battling some invasive toxic plant species, things like giant hogweed and wild parsnip. Giant hogweed and wild parsnip, Tom, both invasive here in the state?
Yes, they are. A wild parsnip is spreading into our county just more recently. It's been a problem up in Door County, and it's commonly found on roadsides. It's a yellow plant, appears probably in July and August, and it's in the carrot or parsnip family.
And we've got a link, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page, some information and pictures, as you can see if you have these things in your yard, I should let you know. So, Tom, we know these things, as you said, are bad for us if we touch them. Like a lot of invasive species, do they cause problems for native species here in the state?
Well, they're both aggressive. The parsnip family sends down taproots, and in dry weather, I've seen it spread in our county here from the last 2 summers because we have a dry condition. And what happens is the natives kind of go dormant, and then these long taproot plants flourish. And so they really take off, and then that allows them to seed even more profusely and spread. And I think one of the risks that come with wild parsnip, it tends to grow along roadsides, and so people will get it up growing around their mailbox. and it's tempting then to grab the plant and go pulling it, and at that point in time, you can really expose yourself to the saps that are both reactive to sunlight.
Is there more of an effort being put into controlling giant hogweed and wild parsnip because, in addition to being invasive, they're so nasty for us to touch?
Well, in the giant hogweed, I just remain committed that we need to wipe it out right away before it spread in our county. So we've been treating it now for about 5 years, and we're finally, this year, I think the number of plants is dropping, but it's still a couple plants come up every year, and if you just let one go and go to seed, it's going to continue. On the wild parsnip, it becomes a road right-of-way issue. We have an example up in Door County where they are actually treating or herbiciding the plants up there. Other places are just kind of understanding what it is and not doing too much. I think if you mow it before it goes to seed, it would be a good thing. On the other hand, if you mow it after it's seeded or seeding, you spread it. So timing of mowing and maintenance on road right-of-ways is real critical.
Well, talk us through what you do to try to contain and eradicate a giant hogweed there in Manitowoc County.
Well, giant hogweed, we like to go out in May because it's such a large plant and it's so viciously green that you can spot it against the brown background. And that's the best time to find the new plants and put a herbicide on them, either Roundup, a glyphosate, or a 2,4-D product. I tend to like a 2,4-D, like a lawn killer, because it doesn't kill grasses, which is a good competitor. Don't be tempted to go cut the stalks down in July or August, because that's where risk can really get high if you start using cutters or scissors. Or I had a plant pop up on a lady's lawn, and of course she mowed it off, and the risk is, what if you were to go under there and clean your lawnmower off and get the sap on your hands, not remembering that you cut the plant off? So I really caution the landowners to be very careful with the hogweed, but we are very vigilant in getting at it early in the spring. And then another time, as you miss plants, so about July, you'll see that head sticking up. And then that's the second time to get it before it goes to seed.
And you suit up when you're dealing with this stuff, right?
Yes, I do. I wear a pair of coveralls, and I encourage people to do that with any kind of plant control, and especially if you're using herbicides, because that protects you both against the sap and the herbicide. So it's real important. And again, I don't encourage any cutting of the plants because that really increases the risk of that sap exposure.
If people see this giant hogweed in their yard, say, should they report it to somebody so we know where it is so we can try to track it and stop it?
Generally, there's a couple outlets. One, there are AIS coordinators like myself that could check it out. DNR has websites that you can go to report the plant. Cow parsnip is commonly reported here in our county. It's a very close look-alike. It gets about 6 feet tall. It also has the white head, but it's about the size of a paper plate, a 12-inch paper plate. So it's very, very close. I take them all serious because we have these sites, and the risk is birds can carry the seeds off and move it. And so I generally check them all out, but many times a discussion with somebody, you can sort out whether it's a cow parsnip or a giant hogweed.
Tom, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
That's Tom Ward. He's the Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator for the Manitowoc County Lakes Association.